The tour guide is holding up a microphone and chatting up the crowd.
Vamos ahorita en ese rumbo.
His name is Oscar Rivas. He says the first stop isn't actually on the tour. It's far away, in a very exclusive part of Mexico City. The official corruption tour recording explains the rest.
Primera parada, Casa Blanca.
The first stop,
esa casa es famosa,
is a famous house.
Ahora se le conoce como la Iglesia del Perdón.
But now it's known as the Church of Forgiveness. It has marble floors, gardens, underground parking, and Mexico's first lady reportedly bought it from a major government contractor at the bargain price of $7 million.
Voy a trabajar duro para tener una así.
I'm going to work really hard to buy one just like it. That's the joke from the corruption tour recording. As the nickname for the house suggests, President Enrique Peña Nieto asked voters for forgiveness because of the negative attention it drew. A federal investigation that the president commissioned cleared him of any wrongdoing.
Cambiamos de canal. Segundo punto.
Now the tour guide says the second stop.
Estela de Luz.
This one is a tall federal monument in honor of Mexico's bicentennial. It came in after deadline and above budget. The next stops similarly follow well-publicized cases of possible favoritism or impunity.
Cuarta parada. Quinta parada. Sexta parada. Secretaría de
a construction company, a monument, a government office. Then Rivas, the tour guide, flips the script.
Pero ahora me gustaría mucho preguntar.
He asks whether anyone on the bus has actively participated in government corruption. The hands shoot up and tourists start confessing.
Me encontraba yo tomando bebidas alcohólicas en vía pública.
A man sitting in the back row, named Cirino, says he and some friends were drinking alcohol in public when a police officer approached them. They offered the cop some money, the cop took it, and they kept on drinking as if nothing happened. A woman sitting in the middle says she paid off traffic police so she wouldn't get a ticket. And a woman in the front row says she paid an officer so he wouldn't tow her car. I called the Mexico City police about these admissions of guilt, but got no response.
Novena parada, Televisa.
After the ninth stop, I wanted to know, why did these passengers go on a corruption tour if some of the stops were well known and they themselves had perpetrated corruption? Alicia Mesa, a 28-year-old from Mexico City, says the tour helped her realize corruption is a collective problem. You realize the problem starts with you, she says. From school to work to the street, if we don't do anything about ourselves, she says, we can't complain about the people in charge. The tour guide, Rivas, says he likes volunteering on the corruption bus because it almost always fills up. He gets to meet people like Mesa.
Y te das cuenta que a los mexicanos no nos gusta la corrupción.
And he says he realizes that no Mexican likes corruption. Jorge Valencia, KJZZ News, Mexico City.